From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Monday showed no signs of changing the policy of separating children from their parents trying to enter the United States illegally. He told reporters at the White House, "A country without borders is not a country at all. We want safety and security for our country, and it starts with the border." Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump is again falsely blaming Democrats in the growing crisis and tweeting kids are being used by criminals as a way of entering the U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen says border agents cannot simply assume families trying to illegally cross the border are, in fact, families, and they're simply enforcing immigration laws that result in kids being separated while the adults are detained.
We have to do our job. We will not apologize for doing for our job.
She denies the administration's being cruel, but lawmakers from both parties call it inhumane and immoral. The president will meet with Republicans tomorrow to talk about immigration legislation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Almost 2,000 children have been sent to mass detention centers or foster care from mid-April to the end of May. Four people are dead, more than 300 injured after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck Osaka, Japan's second-largest city, on Monday morning. Officials in South Korea are reacting cautiously to the expected suspension of military exercises with American troops. An announcement could come this week that the joint exercises are being put on hold. And North and South Korea say they will form unified teams for some sports and march together at the upcoming 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. This is VOA News. The Pentagon has